flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Yeah, we got to fix that last thing. I don't know what that last sound is. It is the most. What the hell
Tim
is that?
Tim saying Seth Hutt.
Yeah, but that, no, it just sounds like a. You're not
Matt,
hearing it.
Matt just threw his hands up in the air.
90% of it is really good.
I'll give Peyton a call and I'll have him do one in the microphone.
It's like that you're like trying to figure out, you're like a mad scientist. Like, I can't figure it out. It's an easy edit. You'll be fine.
It's production. You're going to be fine.
Just take the last part
I
out.
I believe in you. You know what? I believe in you.
I can't figure it out.
How do I reach this production? Another Buckeye is going pro. Quinshon Judkins has announced after one season in Columbus, he's heading to the pros after combining with Travion Henderson for 2,500 total yards and 27 touchdowns. Both potential day two picks. Who would you rather see in brown and orange?
I like Henderson over Judkins. And this is nothing to do with Jax. In trying to make sure that he doesn't have to watch his favorite team have some... nothing to do with that. Henderson had, 667 touches, didn't have a single fumble, takes care of the ball. I like that. Plus, when you watch him, I just feel like he's more explosive in many ways.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I've seen people compare Quinshon to Kareem Hunt. And
that's because the goal line stuff.
Wild about that is Quinshon has not been tested much as a receiver. He was actually tested, I think, more this year than he ever had been. I think he had 161 receptions, or 161 yards receiving. But to me, it's Travion. He is more versatile, and I think the kicker is the explosiveness. My concern is I think Travion might end up in the second round. So if both are there at 67, man, I would run to get Travion. Even with the injury concerns, I'd run to get Travion in that pick in.
Omaha!
Your doppelganger, Shane Gillis, speaking on a podcast of Barstool. And talking about, the Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. My apologies there.
Secretive, you forgot the name of it.
They do a good job, don't they?
Who are they again?
What kind of branding is that? It's like we have a secret podcast. We want nobody to find it.
It's because naming things has been ruined because everybody tries to get too clever.
So he's talking about Notre Dame after the title game. Here we go.
Great season. We'll be back for sure. We got to raise some money for the Irish now. And I'm going to give him a little. I was looking at the confetti, watching Ohio State score, just sitting there going. I called my agent immediately. I was like, let's book a show and give all the money to Notre Dame. Notre Dame needs a champion. Notre Dame needs a D tackle. I need to give that to an 18-year-old.
Could you imagine? I think he's serious, too. Let's do a whole show. Let's work a whole day to go ahead and just give it all to the collective.
And he's got to do them all in Columbus. Like, if he really wants to be hateful about it, just do like the Woodstock of comedy at in Columbus, and then give like the $20 million you make right to Notre Dame.
Has he replaced Vince Vaughn as the Irish celebrity fan?
I think Vince Vaughn's still above Shane Gillis. If we talk about Q score, I think Vince Vaughn is still more well-known.
Now, when you think Notre Dame fan, though, do you think Vince Vaughn first, or you think Shane Gillis first?
I still think Vince Vaughn first. It's not because of Rudy either, because he only is in Rudy for like 2 seconds.
No, he's been the guy for Notre Dame for the past 20 years. Anytime Notre Dame's in anything important, there's Vince Vaughn. And I love Vince Vaughn, so I welcome it.
And by the way, if it worked like that, McConaughey would have gotten Texas a championship like 10 years ago. 3 years ago.
McConaughey clearly is cheap. is the problem here, right?
Yeah, no, he loves the photo op. How much do you really? What's the NIL look like, Matthew?
Where's your movie to go ahead and donate to the collective?
No, what he did was he donated Green Lights books to all the athletes, and he just walked around saying Green Lights.
Meanwhile, he kept the Dallas Buyers Club money. He's like, I'll keep this money.
Do you think he does that with everything? He's like, I got a lot.
They come up to him like,
actually, he should run.
Hey, McConaughey, do you have any money for the collective? He's like, red light.
I'm not going to throw that fire. I'm not doing it. I love McConaughey. If you liked his book, that's okay.
That's a red light.
He does need, the sequel better be yellow lights.
I actually do love the idea of just answering every yes or no with red light or green light.
Well, but you got to have yellow, too. That's a caution.
That's like I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yellow light.
Yellow lights. Omaha! God, I don't even know where the hell I'm going here. Another coaching hire has been announced as 73-year-old Pete Carroll, soon to be in diapers, will be the Raiders' next head coach on a 3-year deal.
Ages now. I didn't see this coming from his own choice.
They're comfortable.
For the guy that last week was like, you need to get in fights with 88-year-olds to make sure that they still feel alive.
To respect them.
Now you're putting 73-year-olds in diapers. 73 is the new 63.
He's an old 73.
Have you seen the video of him quarterbacking still?
Yeah, he hasn't aged. He's actually super young.
He looks better than I do, and I'm 35.
Is this a good hire by the Raiders?
It's better than what they could have done elsewhere. Name me the better option.
The better option...
Mike McCarthy, maybe?
The better option is you stop trying to win the press conference, and you find a candidate that you really like, no matter how people are going to react to it. Hire a GM to go with him. David Shaw would have been a better hire.
This is easy. You got to follow the Tom Brady, follow the spy tech, follow all that, right? What did they do in Tampa Bay? They went and got 65-year-old Bruce Arians. Like, they clearly don't think that age is going to hold you back.
So Brady's got an age fetish?
I think he just looked at it like Bruce Arians was mid-60s, and he connected with the players. He was that type of guy. What does Pete Carroll do best? He connects with players. I think he just looks at it like, yeah, when you really unpack it, it makes a lot of sense as to why Tom Brady would be infatuated with this.
You know,
Pete Carroll's his Bruce Arians.
You know,
also Pete Carroll was like 75 years old himself when he won a title in Tampa Bay.
You know, Mike, I'm looking at your resume here. We love it. Everything checks out, but you're only 68 years old. I just think you're too young for the job. Call us in 5 years and we'll talk if you're still alive. Call us in 5 years. Omaha!
If you're still alive. Jeez. That's just brutal, man. All right. Audio clip released by the DOJ reveals... I always get his name wrong. I do it right in my head, but I never get it right. Ipe Mizuhara.
Remember
the guy that impersonated Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
So we have audio of this. We spent so much time talking about him because he stole millions from Shohei Ohtani. And it's like, well, all right, he must have been great at this. This is the audio. Here we go.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
Thank you. How may I help you?
So I tried to log in to online banking, and it told me that it's not available to me at this time. I need a call.
That sounds just like anything we've heard from him and not anything like Shohei. But the other part of this, they asked for like two-factor authentication. And so they sent a text message to the linked number on the account, which is, of course,
his
number to be able to confirm it. And that's all it took to wire thousands and then into millions of dollars transactions.
But if you're that call center representative, you can't say you don't sound like Shohei. That is a can of worms.
I'm going to make you tell me I don't sound like Shohei.
Yeah. You know what? He might be a dummy, but that was a pretty smart play there. Yeah. I worked in call centers for a minute. I ain't calling that one out. I'm not getting audited on that one. That one's not going on my QC scorecard. Yep, Shohei, what do you like? How much can I give you? That's how that one goes. Omaha!
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Ichiro is heading to the Hall of Fame, and we have audio of the guy impersonating him.
He's going to do a speech, actually.
But Ichiro going to the Hall of Fame after getting all but one vote for his first time on the ballot, Ichiro himself. Do not play the other clip. Mac, I swear to you, do not play the other clip. We don't need that kind of smoke on a Friday. Ichiro himself would like to know more about that one voter.
I was able to receive many votes from the writers and grateful for them. There's one writer that I wasn't able to get a vote from. I would like to invite him over to my house. We'll have a drink together and we'll have a good chat.
This is a good little bit by Ichiro. That's the way you handle being completely snobbed by one clown. I want to find that idiot. I do. Whoever didn't vote, and the second I tweeted that out, there was some listener that was like, well, you know, he's got the same WRC+. And if I could have punched Twitter, I would have.
Yeah, so Mariano's the only one with 100%, right?
Yeah, things are not looking good for him now.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Man, I want to go back and get all the character witnesses that were like, well, he got 100% because he's a good man. Oh, boy. Yeah, maybe we should kick Mariano out now, huh? Anybody? Anybody?
Omaha!
Two iconic brands, one awesome ice cream is the title here. So
I saw that video.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. So it's Skyline Chili and it's Graters in an ice cream combo. And who's asking for this? I love Graters, by the way. I will do a full unpaid advertisement for them right now. They've been doing ice cream for 150 years. They got it down. They're very good. I like them.
JP likes it raw.
I do. Skyline Chili, give or take. But... well, who's asking for a Skyline Chili ice cream? Would you eat this?
This is just the oldest publicity trick in the book. This is, we're going to go ahead and do something that nobody asked for that is ridiculous. We're going to get a lot of publicity for Skyline Chili, a lot of publicity for Graters, and it'll taste like poop, and then you just move on. Right?
No, I'm sure you're right, but there are going to be people that go to greater stores being like, can I get the Skyline Chili ice cream?
Yeah, and they're
morons.
I
need to try this.
And that's the other thing. They're like, morons. Well, okay, they're one of two people. Morons, or people who just want to try it so they can be like, that's not how it tastes! Like, there's nobody actually that's like, this is it. I've been waiting for this for... years! Finally, Graters has done it. No, but there's nobody doing that.
Would you try it? Only ice cream at the party. Only ice cream at the party. You're sitting there, you'd give it a go?
Look at me. Of course I would. My favorite part is not just that it tastes like the Skyline Signature Spice Mix. It's the crunchy oyster crackers. You want to talk about if aliens are watching this right now, they're like, just blow the thing up. This is just...
we had interest, now we don't.
Like, these people, what are we... humanity, what are we doing? Just, like Atlantis of old, just nuke these suckers and let's go back to the Stone Age.
When aliens land, this is what we should present them, if I'm being honest. This is it. This is the best we can do.
Yeah, the problem is, if they like it, that's all you're going to have. Every time they come back, you're going to have this crap made. Right?
Did this happen with a family member? He made like one dish and you don't really like the dish, but they think this dish is great. And every time they come over, we're going to have that dish.
They're like, listen, don't steak. Right? Oh,
give me
the finest
that meat
seafood. We don't eat animals. What kind of barbarians are you? Where's the Skyline Chili? Beep bop. Hey, where's the Skyline Chili ice cream? You don't make it? Nuke them. That's how that goes.
Nuke them? That's such a 0 to 100 reaction.
Aliens don't mess around, dude.
Yeah, clearly.
Dan Devine chose Darius over Donovan. We'll ask him why next at 3:43 on 92.3 The Fan.